We all know pollution in the valley is a serious issue. The governor and others are looking for ways to address the state's air quality.
The Division of Air Quality is paying particular attention to the wood-burning stoves and fireplaces. A possible ban is in the works. KSL Radio's Lee Lonsberry has this in-depth report.
If you've lived along the Wasatch Front through a winter, you know about pollution. You can smell, taste, and feel the sting of inversion. The problem is real, but what if you rely on wood burning to heat your home?
I'm the type of guy that, yeah, if I can save a few bucks by going and get $150 worth of wood, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Jed Robinson is a husband and father of three. One of his children has some expensive medical challenges.
The reason I do save, want to save money through the winter months, is my son's got one kidney, and he has called what's chronic kidney disease.
Jed knows that burning wood contributes to pollution, but says he would never want to hurt anyone.
I'd have to have more of the facts to go argue something. I mean, yes, if it was harmful for a child that, you know, has asthma.
Bryce Bird is the director of the Utah Division of Air Quality and says that while wood burning only contributes to 5% of Utah's air pollution, it's still harmful to all.
An hour of burning in the average appliance is equal to an hour driving 90 SUVs.
Bird's division is considering a total ban on wood burning during Utah's winter months, and the EPA has a campaign that highlights some of the dangers.
My grandma replaced her wood stove because I have asthma. I'm happy that I can breathe better.
The Utah Clean Air Partnership has a campaign of its own.
So let's put this out. We'll skip the smoke, but keep the fire.
Done and done.
The proposed policy would ban the use of wood-burning stoves, but may include a waiver for emergency conditions. Lee Lonsberry, KSL News Radio.
Hey, ride the train.
Yep.
It's fun. This is the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time.